At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
We have some major breaking news. The President of the United States just walked on camera and greenlit the arrest of California Governor Gavin Newsom, but he gave no reason. He cited no law broken, no statute broken. There was no satisfactory answer other than the instinctual fascism that you usually hear pouring out of Donald Trump. How can the President of the United States call for the arrest of the governor of the largest state in the country and have no reason or no actual suspicion of any law broken? It is pure fascism. And I saw someone on the TV say, "This is deeply troubling. This is deeply troubling news." And I wanted to punch the screen because this is not just deeply troubling. This is authoritarian and a massive escalation on behalf of the Trump administration, which follows 2 days of already escalations from the Trump administration. Just to back up, roughly 2 days ago, Donald Trump ordered the deployment of 2,000 National Guard troops to Los Angeles, but he did this against the explicit objections of California Governor Gavin Newsom. I want to remind you, Donald Trump is the same person who a few years ago said on stage he would never mobilize a National Guard.
I promised 4 years ago at the Republican convention, I'm going to restore law and order.
And I have, except in Democrat-run cities. Look, we have laws. We have to go by the laws. We can't move in the National Guard. I can call insurrection, but there's no reason to ever do that, even in a Portland case. We can't call in the National Guard unless we're requested by a governor.
Yo, okay, that was Trump roughly 4 years ago saying that you can't call in the National Guard unless you are requested explicitly by a governor. Yet Donald Trump did this against the explicit objections of California Governor Gavin Newsom. Even Newsom said, "Don't request a National Guard. Their presence is not only not necessary, but it's escalatory in its nature." And you know what? Even Newsom called Trump out for lying yesterday when Newsom did an interview in LA. This right here is, in my opinion, one of the best, you know, like microcosms of the way Trump shamelessly lies. Newsom right here calls him a stone-cold liar. And just think about this. Trump is such a malignant narcissist and a profuse liar. Almost everything he says is a stone cold lie. Obviously, we know this, but Governor Newsom saying it kind of it's eerie.
Continues to, as always, hit you hard publicly. Just 10 minutes ago, he put out another Truth Social telling you and the mayor to apologize to the people of Los Angeles. You guys go at it pretty hard publicly, but I know you talk privately. Have you spoken in the last couple of days to the president about any of this?
Yeah, we talked for almost 20 minutes, and this issue never came up. I mean, I kept trying to talk about L.A. He wanted to talk about all these other issues. We had a very decent conversation.
When was this?
This was late Friday night, about 1:30 plus his time.
After the protest had started.
After the protest, and he never once brought up the National Guard. He's a stone-cold liar. He said he did. Stone-cold liar. Never did. Was a very civil conversation. I've always wanted to approach engagement with the President of the United States in a respectful and responsible way. But there's no working with the President. There's only working for him. And I will never work for Donald Trump.
Very, very well said. Stone cold liar. It was a very strong and concise statement from Governor Newsom. And less than 24 hours later, Donald Trump is now greenlighting the arrest. Just to back up, Tom Homan is someone who just loves to threaten Democratic mayors and governors with arrest. He has done this repeatedly on Fox News just to throw red meat to the fan base. And this brings us on to the newer statements from Trump and Newsom. So Governor Newsom just posted on X, "The President of the United States just called for the arrest of a sitting governor. This is a day I hoped I would never see in America. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. This is a line we cannot cross as a nation. This is an unmistakable step towards authoritarianism. Republicans will endlessly talk about states' rights. States should have the rights to do what they want regarding abortion or vaccine mandates or education. It's all about states' rights until Trump gets into office. Now, we will watch people like Benny Johnson or Charlie Kirk or Marjorie Taylor Greene or Ben Shapiro follow Trump off this cliff as they have over the past few years while we're standing here like, what the hell? This is straight up authoritarianism. This is straight up fascism and anti-constitutional, yet Trump is calling for the arrest of Governor Newsom. Now, just to back up, yesterday when Governor Newsom was being interviewed, he said he dared Tom Homan, basically arrest me, and then we'll go from there and play the Trump clip.
Tom Homan, the border czar, said to me yesterday, he did not rule out literally arresting you,
yep,
nor Mayor Bass, yep, if you interfere in his words. He said you hadn't yet.
He's a tough guy. Why doesn't he do that? He knows where to find me. But you know what? Lay your hands off four-year-old girls that are trying to get educated. Lay your hands off these poor people who are just trying to live their lives, man. Trying to live their lives, paying their taxes. Been here 10 years. The fear, the horror. The hell is this guy? Come after me. Arrest me. Let's just get it over with. Tough guy. You know, I don't give a damn. But I care about my community. I care about this community. The hell are they doing? These guys need to grow up. They need to stop. And we need to push back. And I'm sorry to be so clear, but that kind of bloviating is exhausting. So
it is incredibly exhausting.
Tom, arrest me. Let's go.
Tom, arrest me. Let's go. Well, now Trump continues to escalate even further. And I just want to say really quickly, I saw protesters in LA today chanting F Gavin Newsom. And I understand that he's not perfect, but this is someone who just said, arrest me, not them. I will stand in front of them. Don't you touch these people. And yet the protesters, I understand the instinctive will to just chant against whoever is in power. But Newsom's on your side. Newsom is trying to say, arrest me, not them. But let's check out what Trump then said.
To come and arrest him. Should he do it?
Let me play it one more time. The reporter asks, Governor Newsom says, come and arrest me. Should Tom Homan do it?
To come and arrest him. Should he do it?
He said, I would do it if I were Tom. I think it's great. He said, Gavin likes the publicity. I think it would be a great thing.
He's done a terrible job. Look, I like Gavin Newsom. He's a nice guy, but he's grossly incompetent. Everybody knows. All you have to do is look at the little railroad he's building. It's about 100 times over budget. We're putting a flagpole over there. Under budget. I always do under budget.
Okay, there's so much to debunk there. Number one, Trump doesn't always do under budget. He is passing a bill right now through Congress that will add $5.3 trillion to the debt. That would cook our country, and that's why Elon Musk is mad, let me remind you. Elon Musk is mad because Trump doesn't always go under budget. That's a lie. Trump also, when he says he likes Gavin Newsom, that's the first time he's even called him Gavin Newsom. He always calls him new scum. I would just like to run you guys through a thought experiment. Imagine we're in 2014 and you see a headline, President Obama calls Florida governor scum. We would never forget that ever. Yet now, about a decade later, Trump is able to openly call for the arrest of governors on television, and Trump supporters will endlessly defend it.
What did your intel tell you about these people causing all the problems in LA? Are they people ISIS trying to deport, or are they professional agitators?
The people that are causing the problem are professional agitators. They're insurrectionists.
Okay, this dude calling like small scattered protests in California, insurrectionists. They also labeled an act of rebellion. You can see the escalation right there, right? Just put this into perspective. One of Donald Trump's first actions into office was pardoning everyone who was there on January 6th. After pardoning them, multiple people went out and got rearrested on gun charges, drug charges. Someone got killed in Indiana that was there on January 6th. These people are crazy, actual criminals. Trump pardons all of them when they tried to do an actual insurrection at the Capitol to overthrow the election results. Now, we have scattered protests in LA, which, yes, I've seen videos of cars burning. I've seen videos of things, but 99% of the people there just wanted to protest. Any agitators who were burning shit, the LAPD completely had it under control and was able to contain them. them was able to make sure that no one was really taking it too far. Governor Newsom said the LAPD has it under control. We only have like a few agitators here that we're taking care of. And Trump goes, no, 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 we are calling in the National Guard, which is a huge escalation. And then from there, Tom Homan goes on TV, escalates it further, and Trump says, yeah, maybe we should arrest Governor Newsom. So if you want to help boost this video and help boost the idea that the president of the United States should not be using his words and his platform to call for the arrest of governors, the president of the United States ideally should be someone who's careful with their words, but Trump is the absolute opposite. He is careless with his words, and it puts us in all of these unnecessary situations. If you appreciate the work we do here, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. See you in the next video. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.